Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode contains distressing themes, profanity, and descriptions of violence. This podcast is intended for a mature audience. Listener caution is advised. Teresa Colborn wasn't expecting visitors at her home in Roadheath, Stoke-on-Trent. It was shortly after 11:30 p.m. on Friday, May 6, 2022, and someone was pounding frantically on the front door. When Teresa answered, she saw a young woman hysterically crying and begging for help. The woman sobbed, "Please phone an ambulance. I think I've run over my boyfriend."
It was supposed to be a night of celebration.
When they left the party, she drove them home despite being over the limit. An argument began that continued at their house.
Something occurred in that journey home, which caused some tension.
Alice Wood told the jury it was a tragic accident. Police say she lost her temper.
It's not just a stranger, it's someone we know, we took into our lives, we've loved as a family member. And it was a shock to know that it was someone close by that can do that to us.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 4 of They Walk Among Us, a podcast dedicated to UK true crime. Teresa stepped outside onto her driveway to see what was going on. A black Ford Fiesta was stationary at the junction between Keats Drive and Sandbach Road. It was dark, but the area was well lit by several streetlights. Teresa could make out bloodstains on the road behind the car. She anticipated seeing someone injured. She ran out onto the street and rushed over to the Fiesta, where she noticed a man's legs protruding from beneath it. Teresa later recalled, "He was completely under the vehicle, but his head was visible and his foot was sticking out. I tried to see if he was still conscious, but there was no answer." The young woman who had knocked on her door was crying on the pavement, so Teresa tried to comfort her by telling her everything would be okay. But the woman replied, "Look what I've done." Teresa phoned 999 and stayed on the line with the call handler for 15 minutes until paramedics arrived. In time, they would learn that the young distressed female was called Alice Wood, and the victim was her fiancé, Ryan Watson. Emergency responders finally arrived and promptly began to assess what they were dealing with. Bystanders spoke about what they knew, including Teresa Colborn's husband.
About 10 minutes ago, there was a young lady in our house. She walked outside now with us, and she said to my wife and myself that she's the driver. They had an argument, and she drove over him.
22-year-old Alice Wood had told locals that she had been arguing with her fiancé, as he had accused her of flirting with other men at a party earlier that night. She said she was upset. After she left, she was unable to find her mobile phone. Paramedics were informed that Ryan Watson had jumped in front of the car during the argument. The police were called to the scene, and PC Alistair Robinson and a colleague arrived around 11:40 p.m. Paramedics tried to get Ryan out from beneath the car, but tragically there was little they could do, and the 24-year-old was pronounced dead. The officers were told that Alice Wood was in a neighbouring property as she did not want to see Ryan's body. They were directed to the living room, where Alice was sitting on the sofa. Her tears caused her makeup to run down her cheeks and smudge around her eyes. After the officers informed Alice that Ryan was dead, she covered her ears and began rocking back and forth. PC Robinson was close enough that he could smell alcohol on her breath. He noted that she appeared intoxicated. Alice was asked if she had been drinking, and she admitted to having 2 glasses of white wine, 1 glass of champagne, and 2 glasses of rum. The officers had been told that due to Alice Wood's own disclosures and evidence at the scene, there was enough to warrant taking her into custody.
Right, okay, so Alice, based on the circumstances that we found out already, okay, I'm going to arrest you on... I'm going to arrest you on suspicion of murder, okay, so you don't have to say anything, but my own defence, you don't mention now something that's later on in court. Anything you do say, maybe we can have evidence.
Alice somewhat composed herself, got up from the sofa and turned her back to the officer so she could be placed in handcuffs. Ryan Watson grew up in Cheadle, Staffordshire. After graduating from Cheadle High School, he was excited to begin his life as an independent adult. He moved into his own flat after living with his mother Lisa, stepfather Jonathan, and younger brother Owen. Soon after, Ryan met Alice Wood. During the height of the COVID-19 lockdown in March 2020, they decided to quarantine together in Ryan's flat. Alice Wood attended Painslie Catholic College in Cheadle, which is ranked as the best performing school in the Staffordshire Moorlands. His exam scores placed the institution in the top 25% nationwide. Wood was an exceptionally bright student. In a 2016 prospectus, she was mentioned for her outstanding performances and point scores, which were 7 A stars and 5 A's in her GCSE exams. A former classmate later told a reporter for The Mirror, "She was really smart. Like effortlessly so." In the first year of secondary school, she was selected for the gifted and talented group, got 3 A stars at A level, and was one of only a few pupils in the school's history to get the final selection stage for Oxford. Wood and her brothers split their time between their separated parents, their mother Deborah and their father Trevor. The quiet and introverted Alice Wood worked part-time in a local shop and as a waitress in Cheadle before continuing her education. By the time she moved in with Ryan Watson in March 2020, she was a student at Manchester University. Her undergraduate degree course was in theology, philosophy, and ethics, and she was on track for a scholarship to a prestigious university. In September of that year, the pair got engaged, and the young couple were happily planning their future together. In October 2021, their parents helped them put down a deposit on their home on Oak Street in Road Heath, a small village on the banks of the Trent and Mersey Canal. The tight-knit community has just over 2,000 residents, and its wide open spaces are popular with young families and dog walkers. It was a perfect place for Alice Wood and Ryan Watson to start their lives together, and there were plenty of places to walk their four French bulldogs. By May 2022, Wood was preparing for her final exams and had been awarded a scholarship for a research master's at Cambridge University. Ryan had recently passed his driving test and gained a new job as a support worker at Headway, a charity that helps people with brain injuries. On May 6th, the pair attended a party at the Victoria Lounge Bar in Hanley-Stoke-on-Trent. One of the Headway clients was celebrating their 60th birthday, and several of the charity's employees, including Ryan, were invited. The couple arrived at the venue just after 7 p.m. But less than 5 hours later, Ryan Watson had lost his life. After being arrested at the scene, Alice Wood sat in a marked police van waiting to be transported to the station. En route, the officers reminded her that she had been arrested on suspicion of murder, and she was being taken into custody. Wood replied, "It's fine. I deserve it." When the officers tried to reassure her and told her they would look after her, she responded, "I don't deserve it." Wood was compliant and agreed to be breathalyzed at the station. The results of the test were 61 micrograms of alcohol per 100 milliliters of breath, almost twice the legal limit of 35 micrograms. PC Robinson, one of the arresting officers, later said that Wood was upset while in custody. He added, "On a couple of occasions she said words to the effect of, 'You should just shoot me in the head,' whilst she was crying." Wood was interviewed under caution the following morning. However, she answered no comment to each question she was asked. As the inquiry began, Wood was released on conditional bail. Several days later, on May 8th, Detective Inspector Nigel Reed appealed for the public's help with the ongoing investigation, explaining that the constabulary were doing all they could to learn the full circumstances behind the incident. The officer said, "As part of our investigation, I want to hear from anyone who was in the Sandbach Road area between 11 p.m. and midnight on Friday, May 6th, and believes they may have witnessed the collision or seen anything unusual. The same goes for anyone with any CCTV or dashcam footage from between those hours. I would also like to hear from a number of motorists who were seen driving through the Sandbach Road area around the time of the incident, and anyone who attended the scene following the collision but has not yet spoken to officers." Ryan Watson's body was taken for a post-mortem examination conducted by Dr. Matthew Lyle. Dr. Lyle found over 40 separate external injuries on Ryan's body, including lacerations, abrasions, and bruises on his face and torso. He also had significant swelling on his brain. The pathologist concluded that Ryan's cause of death was traumatic asphyxia due to his body and chest being compressed by the weight of a moving vehicle. The trauma to his head and neck may have also contributed to his death. Ryan's family and friends were devastated to learn of his death. In a statement released in the days after he was formally identified, they said, "Ryan was the light of all our lives, and we will forever miss him and love him more than words can say. He was an extremely kind and caring individual who loved his family and friends. All his best friends and everyone he met will have wonderful, lasting memories of laughter and great times. Ryan was the life and soul of everything he did. He He was passionate about his job, which allowed him to help and care for others. Ryan will forever be in our hearts and never be forgotten. We would like to offer our extended thanks to all the emergency services that attended the scene and any kind person that tried to help our angel Ryan. He has taken flight into his next journey. We will see you again soon, Ryan. Many could not believe that Ryan Watson had been killed by his fiancée. One Cheadle resident who knew Alice Wood said, "She was quiet and studious. When she was older, she and her mother would go out and do the pub quiz together. She seemed like she was destined for a good career. For her to be accused of murder is the last thing you'd expect to happen." Following almost 3 weeks of investigating, Alice Wood was rearrested on May 26, 2022, and charged with the murder of Ryan Watson. She appeared at Chester Crown Court via video link from HMP Style on July 29th. Pen in hand, Wood made notes during the hearing that was attended by members of her family. Ryan's loved ones were seated on the opposite side of the courtroom. Alice Wood pleaded not guilty to the charge of murder, and the hearing was adjourned for a trial to begin that November. However, due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, legal proceedings were delayed and did not get underway for another year and a half.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The trial finally began at Chester Crown Court in December 2023. Alice Wood was escorted from a police van into the courtroom wearing handcuffs. Under her arm, she was carrying a copy of Meditations by the Roman philosopher Marcus Aurelius. Detailing the events of the night in question, Andrew Ford KC told the jury that Wood and her fiancé Ryan Watson had been at a party for someone Ryan knew through his work as a support worker. The prosecutor said, Ryan Watson was caught on camera having a good time, being a gregarious and outgoing party guest, having fun and dancing. Guests at the party recalled Ryan being sociable and working the room. However, Alice Wood seemed unhappy sitting alone at their table. She didn't know anyone there, and this sort of setting was out of her comfort zone. There was clearly friction between the couple, but they were seen on CCTV earlier in the night laughing and joking. They danced in their seats while Ryan put his arm around his fiancée. It was when Ryan began talking to another young woman at their table, the mood turned sour. Tiffany Faraday was at the party with her mother, who was a user of the Headway charity. She had met Ryan at prior events, and they got along well. Tiffany said that he was happy, jolly, and bubbly. She testified, Ryan was the light of the table. He was dancing with us all. He was involving everyone. Alice didn't really seem to get involved. According to Tiffany, Wood glared at her across the table and made snide remarks to Ryan to watch what he was drinking. The defendant's counsel, Goodrun Young KC, asked Tiffany if she could blame Wood for staring at her. She queried if Tiffany would do the same if her boyfriend was spending time with another woman at a party. Tiffany replied that she wouldn't if he was a bubbly and outgoing person. Ryan had driven the 9-mile journey to be at the gathering. Initially, the plan was for Ryan to also drive home, but that changed when both Wood and Ryan began drinking. Another party guest was of the opinion that Ryan could have spent more time with his fiancée, and she seemed like a stranger as she sat on her own while he socialised. Others saw her raising her fingers in a V symbol behind him when he was taking photographs with his colleagues. After Tiffany Faraday left, guests saw the couple arguing over who was going to drive home. When they got to the multi-story car park across from the bar where Ryan's car was parked, Alice Wood got into the driver's seat. Shortly after 11 p.m. that night, Elaine Abbott, who lived next door to the couple on Oak Street, said she heard two people outside and doors slamming. Elaine told the court, I heard Ryan shout something like, Oh God, not this again. Then I heard footsteps walking away. Alice Wood parked Ryan's Fiat Punto behind her own car on a concrete lot outside their home. During her testimony, Tiffany Faraday said that after 11 p.m. that night, she had 5 missed calls from an Instagram account of someone named Rye. She tried to call them back and messaged them asking, Who is this? But she got no response. It was only after she learned of Ryan Watson's death that she realised he had been trying to call her. CCTV cameras captured Ryan and Wood in the car park outside their home. The pair were seen arguing, and Ryan began shouting before kicking the door of a parked car. Wood was then seen getting into her black Ford Fiesta, which was parked in front of Ryan's vehicle. She manoeuvred the car forwards and backwards to try and squeeze out of the tight space. Ryan was standing close by looking at his phone. Wood then got into Ryan's car and let it roll backwards before getting back into her own vehicle. She quickly reversed, and in the process hit Ryan's car along with a metal bin and a concrete bollard on the pavement. Rebecca Callister, who lived on Sandbach Road, told the court that she woke up to the sound of metal crunching and an engine revving. When she looked out of her window, Rebecca saw a man arguing with someone in a car, and then the vehicle accelerated towards him. According to Rebecca, it looked like it was designed to intimidate and scare them a little bit. Ryan managed to avoid being hit by the vehicle as he paced around the car park looking at his phone. The witness compared the scene to a game of chicken. Andrew Ford KC told the court, "Whilst deeply serious and tragic, we say this is a simple case. She lost her temper, had an argument with her boyfriend when they were drinking in a motor car. Things became fraught. He got out, kicked a door, and she lost her cool and used the car as a weapon." Shortly after 11:20 p.m., Wood was seen reversing onto Sandbatch Road. She then accelerated and swerved up onto the pavement where Ryan was standing. The impact threw Ryan onto the bonnet and his head hit the windscreen. Ryan slid off the bonnet and almost instantly he was back on his feet with his phone still in his hand. Less than 4 seconds later, Wood reversed once again before driving towards Ryan. The prosecutor said, "She drove straight into Ryan Watson for the second time head-on. This time he did not go over the bonnet. She knocked him clean over under the vehicle's front end." The camera captured Ryan screaming as the car went over his body. Andrew Ford KC added, "We say that the moment she drove at him, killing him, she lost her temper. That she had fallen into a mood and had an argument with him. At one moment in particular, she lost her cool. Upon impact, Ryan Watson went under the car's front bumper. She was driving. He remained trapped under the chassis and she dragged him 160 metres almost down the road." Staff in Jade Garden Chinese Takeaway on Sandbatch Road told the police that they heard a life-threatening scream as Wood drove past with her fiancé's body trapped beneath the car. Wood turned right into the entrance of Keats Drive where she alerted a resident who phoned the emergency services. Referring to Wood's comments to police officers that she deserved it when she was arrested on suspicion of murder, the prosecutor told the jury, "These comments are consistent with feeling guilty about what she had done and not consistent with this being a terrible accident." Alice Wood sobbed in the dock as pathologist Dr. Matthew Lyle testified that Ryan's fatal injuries were comparable with being dragged beneath a moving vehicle. In the middle of the trial, Wood was arraigned as a new count was added to the indictment. She pleaded not guilty to the alternate charge of manslaughter. The jury were informed that they had to decide if the defendant was guilty of murder, manslaughter, or neither. Alice Wood testified in her own defense. During direct examination by her barrister, Gudrun Young KC, Wood admitted driving home from the party even though she was over the legal alcohol limit. She claimed that during the journey to the home she shared with Ryan, his demeanor flipped and he became aggressive. Wood told the court, "Straight away he was accusing me of flirting with other men at the party and he started calling me a slack, saying I'd embarrassed him and shown him up in front of everyone." According to Wood, when they arrived back at their home, she wanted to call her father to pick her up and drive her to her mother's, but she could not find her phone. The device was later recovered in Ryan's car. Wood explained that she asked Ryan if she could use his phone, but he erupted, grabbed her by her hair extensions and pulled her over to the oven hob. The defendant asserted that Ryan held his hand on the ignition switch and told her, "Ask me one more fucking time." Wood claimed that she left the house to get into her own car, and Ryan followed her. They continued arguing, and Ryan allegedly threatened to have Wood's mother knifed up. I'd said for a final time, "Ryan, just go inside, just go to bed, and I'll be back in the morning. I'm going to my mum's." And after that, he said, "Your mum's fucking dead." Wood admitted reversing into Ryan's car, a concrete bollard and a metal bin as she pulled out onto Sandbatch Road. She agreed that she had swerved the car in his direction, but denied that she intended to hit him. "He scared me, and I know that doesn't make it excusable, but in my head at that time I just felt so frightened, and I wanted him to feel like I did." Wood told the court that she was shocked when she hit Ryan with her car, but claimed that when she saw he was back on his feet, she drove off. She alleged that she didn't know he had been in front of her car, and denied knowing that she had run him over. In her testimony, Wood explained that as she drove along Sandbatch Road, she felt as though the car wasn't accelerating properly, so she stopped at the entrance of Keats Drive. It was at this point she realised what had happened. She had run over her fiancé. "It was like stepping into a nightmare because I could see Ryan underneath the car. It was like I was in hell. It didn't seem real." Wood recalled trying to lift the car off him, but it would not budge as the vehicle weighed almost a ton. During cross-examination by Andrew Ford, KC, Alice Wood accepted that she had caused Ryan Watson's death, but she insisted it was not deliberate. Continuing to cry, she had done for most of the trial, Wood said that she had to go to therapy after Ryan's death because she was heartbroken. The prosecutor told the jury that the defendant was attempting to portray Ryan as the aggressor, when in reality it had been her who accused him of flirting at the party. A collision expert had suggested that Wood's perceived response time was indicative of her taking her eyes off Ryan as she accelerated, or that she did not have enough time to react to him being in front of the car. A second expert witness disagreed, however, explaining that Ryan Watson couldn't be described as an unexpected hazard after Wood had struck him with her car less than 4 seconds earlier. Andrew Ford KC added, "Even if she took her eyes off him after strike one, it's not as if he ran away or moved very far or vanished at 6 feet. He popped up again and took a few paces to the left. You are entitled to view that strike as deliberate." After a 13-day trial, the jury was sent out on December 21st, 2023. Following a break for Christmas, on January 2nd, the jury returned after 8 hours of deliberations. Their decision was unanimous. Alice Wood was found guilty of murder. The defendant was warned by Judge Michael Leeming that she could spend the rest of her life behind bars. "You have been convicted of the murder of Ryan Watson. There is only one sentence that the law allows, and that is life imprisonment. I am required to consider the minimum term you must serve in custody before the parole board deems it safe for you to be released. You may never be released. It is a matter entirely for the parole board." Alice Wood did not react. Her eyes were fixed on the floor while she was escorted from the dock. Outside the court, Ryan's mother, Lisa Watson, delivered a statement.
"Today, we finally got justice for our beloved Ryan. Ryan's death has left our family heartbroken. He was taken from us far too soon. Just a young man of 24 years old, with his whole life ahead of him. He had just started his working career with the charities at Headways, with helping other people, which he loved to do. Ryan had just a big personality. He was bubbly, fun-loving, a caring person with a heart of gold. and he'd do anything for anybody. Ryan loved animals and he loved his dogs. Ryan was always good at sports like football, BMX biking and playing pool. He loved hanging out with his mates and playing his music. He will forever be missed, and all his family and friends are heartbroken to know that we will never get to see Ryan again.
One month later, Alice would return to Chester Crown Court on February 2nd, 2024 to be sentenced. Along with other members of Ryan's family, his mother wore a red ribbon with her son's name on it. Lisa Watson delivered a victim personal statement to the court. "A massive part of me died when Ryan died, and I am heartbroken I will never see him again. It was hard to watch the CCTV of our son being killed, and his final screams will haunt me forever. The one person Ryan trusted is the one person who took his life in such a violent way. We welcomed her into our family, but she has tainted our memories. We took Alice into our family, but her actions show how little she cared for Ryan. Please do not give her the chance to do the same again." Ryan's younger brother Owen also addressed the court. He said, "Now Ryan has gone, the happiness has turned into darkness. Without him, I will never be the same again. I have lost my best friend, the happy place in my heart." Alice Wood's barrister Gudrun Young KC told the judge that her client was a gifted academic who had never been in trouble before. "This is, on any view, a deeply tragic case. Prior to the evening of May 6th, Mr. Watson and Miss Wood were a young couple, and it appears they were very much in love. They had just bought their first house together, and they were living together with their dogs. They had been talking about having a family. The reality is that she has lost the man she loved and will have to live the rest of her life with the knowledge that it was at her hand." Beginning his sentencing remarks, Judge Michael Leeming told Wood that Ryan would still be alive if she had not intentionally run him down. Referring to the prosecution's case that Wood's actions behind the wheel of her car could be broken down into phases and two strikes within a two-minute period, Judge Leeming spoke about the initial impact when Ryan was hit by Wood's car. "You drove straight towards him and ran him down, dragging him underneath the car, which led to his death. The available CCTV footage shows the chassis of the car rise as you ran over Ryan's body. His screams were recorded by the CCTV camera, which you claim not to have heard. You then drove away over the distance I have already described with Ryan trapped underneath your car. I'm sure to the criminal standard that by the time of strike two, your intention was to kill him. It may not have been a long-settled intention, but an intention to kill can be formed in the heat of the moment and on the spur of the moment. Having failed to injure him with strike one, this time you made no mistake." After summing up the facts of the case, Judge Leeming turned his attention to the victim. He told Wood, "The victim's statements show how much Ryan was loved by his family and how much he is missed. We have only seen a snapshot of an evening in his life during the course of the trial. It is apparent to me that he was a good and loving son and a popular member of the staff at the Headway Charity Stoke, where Ryan worked helping those less fortunate who had sustained head and brain injuries. He was a young man full of promise with his whole life ahead of him. Pausing there, I am reminded that a colleague of his, Philippa Bailey, whom Ryan referred to as his Headway mum, described him in this way. He was just a young lad who was really keen on the job, had a bubbly personality. He was great with clients, very interactive with them and attentive to their needs. He was good at his job. and both the staff and clients liked him. Judge Leeming recognised that no sentence he could impose would bring Ryan back, and highlighted that the period of time a murderer has to serve does not reflect the value of the life they took away. The defence had alleged that Ryan's conduct amounted to provocation, but the judge did not accept that Wood was in fear of violence at her fiancé's hands. Wood had written a letter to the judge accepting sole responsibility for Ryan's death and choosing to use her car as a weapon of intimidation, but she continued to deny murdering Ryan. The aggravating factors listed by the judge included the fact that Wood used a dangerous weapon, her car, that her victim was vulnerable as a pedestrian, that she had been drinking, that she had repeatedly been hostile and aggressive towards Ryan while in her car in the moments before she struck him, and that Ryan had suffered before his death. Judge Leeming stated, "I'm sure to the criminal standard that you were aware that Ryan was trapped beneath your vehicle as you set off along Sandbach Road. I come to that sure conclusion from the CCTV footage which shows the vehicle lifting up and down as Ryan passed under the car. I do not accept from the evidence that you thought that may have been due to wheels entering the pothole in the pavement surface. I'm not going behind the expert evidence because you yourself recognised in your evidence that following the fatal impact, there was an issue with your vehicle, that the vehicle was not accelerating as it should and that there was something amiss on the driver's side as you turned into the mouth of Keats Drive. I reject your assertion that you had no idea Ryan's body was there. Instead, I'm sure that you were aware of it. You drove the 521 feet along the road aware that he was under the car, and then sought to dislodge his body by driving forwards and backwards in the mouth of Keats Drive, and it was only then when those manoeuvres failed that you got out. Ryan screamed when he was dragged under your car. In Dr. Lyle's evidence, over 40 separate sites of external injury were identified on Ryan's body, consistent with being dragged along the road surface while trapped under the car, rather than being caused in the final fatal impact. Although some of the minor injuries or scuffs could have been caused by that, but his death was likely to have been rapid and occurred very quickly. But Dr. Lyle did not say that Ryan's death was likely to have been instantaneous. I'm sure to the criminal standard that he did suffer at least some physical and mental suffering over some of those 21 seconds. That is an aggravating factor. In mitigation, the judge acknowledged that Wood had no prior convictions. Her actions were out of character. She was 22 years old at the time of the offence. She had made futile attempts to lift the car off Ryan according to her own testimony, and that she expressed regret and accepted some responsibility for running Ryan over at the scene. The judge also referred to the defence's sentencing note that Alice Wood would find it hard in prison. Prison may be hard for you, but you only have yourself to blame for the situation you now find yourself in. According to Judge Leeming, the aggravating factors outweighed any mitigation and justified adjusting the minimum term upwards. "To my mind, you have shown no true remorse for Ryan's murder," he said. By the time the judge ordered the defendant to stand, there were streaks of pale skin beneath Alice Wood's eyes, where her tears had cut through her makeup. Judge Leeming told her, "Alice Wood, for the murder of Ryan Watson, I sentence you to life imprisonment with a minimum term under Section 322 of the Sentencing Act 2020 of 18 years less 616 days you have spent in custody on remand. 18 years imprisonment less 616 days is the least amount of time you will be in custody. After that time, you will only be released if the parole board decides you are not a danger to the public. If you are released, you will be on license for the rest of your life." So where are we now? Outside the court following the sentencing, Brian's mother Lisa said that she felt the family had justice and the sentence was fair. Detective Inspector Nigel Parr, who led the investigation, also addressed reporters.
Ryan had his whole life ahead of him. He was 24 years old, he'd started a new job. There are no words, it's just a tragic, tragic set of circumstances.
The detective went on to say, the night Ryan died, Wood used her vehicle as a weapon while under the influence of alcohol, deliberately driving at him and even continuing to drive after knocking him down. She knew what she had done, but she refused to take accountability for her actions, forcing Ryan's family to sit through a trial and watch footage of his final moments. Throughout the trial, Wood proclaimed her innocence, but thankfully the jury saw through her lies, and she was found guilty of Ryan's murder. While nothing is going to bring Ryan back, I hope the sentence handed to Wood will bring some sense of closure for his family, knowing that justice has been served. Our thoughts remain with Ryan's family and friends at this time. Alice Wood was unable to complete her exams following her arrest in 2022. She was, however, awarded her degree based on the work she had already completed. An anonymous source close to Wood told reporter Richard Marsden, "She was a very intelligent girl, very clever, and she had a promising future. It's a terrible waste of a talent, but these things happen in life. Everyone's capable of having a temper. People can just snap. It's just a tragedy, to be honest, it really is, for her and Ryan." Thank you for listening, and special thanks to our patrons for their support. For more information on this episode, please see the show notes or visit our website, theywalkamonguspodcast.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.